I would say, Jah live itinually. And there's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
When you perform on the same bill with people like that, do you feel any different from when you perform in Jamaica on your own?
Well, right now, the difference in feelings. You know, right now, I'm not really feeling no difference. I just want to play good music and play good music. Mm-hmm. So I don't care which part of the music I play. Because it's not the people who I play music, you know?
Yeah. What exactly is the point you want to get to in music?
Well, the point is the fulfillment of revelation. And I man don't say it's my work to go out in a Babylon, really do what I do. But I find myself doing it and I can't stop it because greater power than the power I know of myself. Make I do it.
There's a natural mystic flowing through the air. If you listen carefully now, you will hear. This could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last.
Now, Bob, could we talk a little bit about you and how you started out in the singing business? I know you started very young. How did you start?
Started out crying.
Right from the start.
Yeah,
eh?
Started out crying, you know. And then music becomes a part. Our music is a part, I was a part, you know. But to tell you how it really started, it's really a thing when we really have to think about how it really started, because we can't be ungrateful to Jah. Because yesterday we start, yet it was yesterday, you know. So from the beginning, Jah the created, you know, the starting for the man start.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So really have to think about from creation then.
All right, well, okay, let's get it down to this sort of terms now. When did you first go in a studio? Or somebody got you in a studio, or you went on a stage show or something, perform in public?
About 1959, 1960.
Yeah. No, what is that? You went in a studio to record?
No, go for
a stage show.
Casting, yes. Casting. Them used to have a little thing down at Queens, there, you know. So one night, we go and go sing a tune and win a pound. And the man them tell us they must start singing.
Right away.
Yeah, because them time I used to down Darling Street and Salt on the back of wall and them place there, you know. Among some brethren who know the right but get brutalized by just saying right things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One good thing about music when it hits you.
Bob, it seems to me you always seem to come back to the situation when you talk, that you're always aware of the suffering. It seems to me that you keep coming right back to it all the time. I would you say you're a bitter person or angry or you know?
Well, I'm on sight of earth today, Neville. And when I'm on sight of earth, I know some people live off a false pretense, majority of them, you know. And I know say, I and I don't have to suffer the way always suffer. Not because of material things, but in some way, material things becomes an object we make. I and I have to suffer. And through the people and the teaching we them get, and them want to come teach we the same teaching the whole wine we them get. And we are show them the truth today. And so them fight against the truth because them say, well then, because of this self-pride and respect. because you're older than me, I shouldn't come tell you something where you should have known long, long time ago. So you use this false pride and fight me down, because when I tell you about Rastafari, through your long experience you are from time ago about the teaching where you get, you can't see this new wine, this is creation, you know. But you can't see something where them doing teacher, you only have to see where them teacher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not anger and all of that, but it's just truth, you know, and then it have to bust out a man like a river.
Right, right. And your way to bust it out is in your music. That's the way it comes out. That's how, eh?
Yes,
that's your expression.
So talk, yeah.
All right. Listen now, you talk about material things, right? But, Bob, quite frankly, I don't think you would fairly say that right now you are a sufferer in the sense of money.
Well, if you check what money is, then money don't make you suffer, and money don't make you don't suffer. Hey, everything really rests in your mind, you know, because I dig this.
Yeah.
I man is a farmer, you know. And I man don't live with money. Them could have never give you a penny, I see. I man have to live. You know, but again, you know, I man can play music, and I man don't fear for the earth. So I man play music, and if money for come out of music, don't come out of music, I don't mind directly. My heart really open wide, I bleed blood, forget money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
For the thing
right.
is, Selassie I is the king of kings on earth. No, which guy on earth rich like the king of kings? So my father is the richest man on earth. So I'm a rich, rich man. But then I mind, because I suffer on you, because, you know, because not material things make you suffer, you know, because just them never give a man more than him can bear. That means, yes, a man tell me, say, yes, them never drink no tea, and the other day never drink no tea, because I know if the man that want to drink tea, he could have drink tea.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the mind things, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems to me you put such a lot in your lyrics. Does it bother you that Jamaica people don't hear your lyrics as well as they should? Or you think that they understand them and your message is getting across?
Well, I say, many shall be called, but only few chosen, right? And then the people have listened for the trumpet, which is not no trumpet to a come blow. Man, I got talk, says His Imperial Majesty, Earth rightful ruler.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. Cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Now, Bob, a lot of recording artists have come on the show, and a lot of them have talked in very bad terms about record producers in Jamaica and about the record industry in Jamaica generally. Now, you have been in it from, couple of years well now. What is your opinion of the situation now?
In Jamaica, and the recording scene in Jamaica, well, I think we're having a nice revolution, because plenty of you doing recording. Who never knows that they don't do recording? You know what I mean? So really, right now, we love what's going on. True.
But when you first started out, did you ever have any bad experiences with record producers?
Well, yes, but that is what caused the revolution today. Uh-huh. Because through them treat we so bad at them time. You see, the word spread around, say, the producer treat you bad. That means all artists start do things for themselves, and man do things for like suffer and get it together down at the ghetto. And the guys them who have them big studio and drive, say, well, then them is middle class and this, and we can only come to them studio, come chat to them and do a tune and get a £20. All of them things, they get a beaten. And it's the only opportunist I got through them tribulations right now. Because tribulations, from both sides. Mm-hmm. For the youth when them come and for the guy when them get old.
Listen, did you, when you were coming along in the business and you're having some bad experiences, did you ever feel at any time that you had had enough, that you would like to get out of this business, or is it something that you cannot get out of?
Yeah, man, one time I know, well, all right, getting out of the business is a different thing, but one time I feel like I should take up my arms, you know, and do a thing, but just say, no, youth, cool, because it's so rest, you know, and I glad say, that's how it work out for a man. Them go have too much wickedness out there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, now, let's go to this business of your religion. You're a Rastafarian. How long have you been a Rastafarian?
How long have I been a Rastafarian? I am a Rasta man, you know. I stand Rasta. If you say how long, it's like, again, you have to say from creation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you can overstand it that way. Because you're like, say, you're like, say, 15 years, 10 years. It's not really so. It's from creation.
But you know, a lot of people in Jamaica, they hear about Rasta, they see Rasta, but yet they, a lot of things about it they do not understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still and know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now the Bible says so. Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I, the children, say so. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want, more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God? Well, God come black.
Yo, listen, Bob.
Choo-choo.
Yeah. listen, you know, a lot of people have a feeling that a lot of guys who claim to be Rastas are really, as one song says, rascal.
Many shall be called, but only few chosen, you know. And they shall be sheep and wolf in sheep clothing. But I and I couldn't watch that this day because I and I have to live Rasta and no Rasta. I no come to judge a man, just to leave our judgment unto him. So all the people who see a man out there and say, oh, him a go on like say him say my Rasta. Who is them for say, oh, him a go on, sir? When God say, leave our judgment unto him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what do you think about all this crime and violence going on though as a Rasta?
And laws cause crime and violence. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? Earth a come, earth a forward to creation, was an earth for rest. It's a mind thing. Now all the laws that we abide by and blah, blah, boom, 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 because we suffer. As any man can know that. Them laws that them have done must be a must. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which laws? You speaking about any laws in particular?
Every law. The only law which is law is the law of life, the law of live. Now dig this, a man build him city and him say want these people for run it and him want these people for live here. So no, me don't want get involved talking like me's a politician now, me want in a big, you know what I mean? Me just want to talk about righteousness like Sevelin.
Jah
rightful rule and him run the wire fence.
Yeah, yeah. But am I right in assuming that Rastas do not believe in violence at all?
Rasta don't believe in violence, man. Rasta don't believe. Rasta know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is when he believes that mash you up. He must know what you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Earth is earth. Within 2,000 years, now it's 1,973. Like I say again, I don't do this thing for no money business. Mm-hmm. This thing is if Jap come in our heart and make it move that I have to go in England, go say these things again, or say these things in America or Australia. Mm-hmm. I have to go because I personally is a servant of His Imperial Majesty.
Right, right, right.
Not doing no hard work. Just doing what Jah say for do.
Yeah, yeah.
And him get the power to play music and him get the inspiration to say the things and the people who him work through. Because I man know say Jah and every living in every life. Mm-hmm. Now some people are devil and some people are angel. Dig, just to leave all judgment unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Dig. So, you know, it's plenty of things with certain things a man have to really keep to himself and try to suss it out for himself, because you can say things at the time you say it's not so right and maybe not. You know what I mean? You have to really, because it's things that things Jah teach every day, and sometimes you have to learn. You have to know him, say.
Yeah.
You have to suss it out.
Don't ask me why. You see, things are not the way they used to be. I won't tell no lie. One and all get to face reality. Though I try to find the answer to all the questions they ask, yes, I know it's impossible.
No, you know, you obviously, you have your religious faith, right? And you have your convictions. Do you get annoyed by people who don't understand what you're talking about? Do you get annoyed?
I am sorry for the people who do not understand what you talk about, man, because there be a great tribulations in time when they don't have to. And it's not, you know, you see, I personally know my heart can be hard as a stone and yet soft as water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then again, still sorry for the people who don't know His Imperial Majesty.
Yeah.
Because it's like my mother used to tell me, you know, people that got chop off and them wanted and can't dead in the judgment. And these days, yeah, are the judgment days. You know, only the fittest of the fittest shall survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like what Marcus Garvey said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just said, go.
Tell me now, as a Rasta, what is your feeling about being Jamaican?
Being Jamaican?
Yeah.
Being Jamaican. Well, like, here's going on, Neville. Being Jamaican. I don't say being Jamaican. You know? I see myself as a Rasta, being Rasta.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So Jamaica is Jamaica. Africa is Africa. I'm an Rasta.
Uh-huh. You don't have any boundaries.
My boundaries. No, well, I must pick a place on earth where I know I must live.
Uh-huh.
And I know I want to live near my father. And my father lives in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So I must live where my father is.
Literally? In other words, literally, you hope to go and live in Ethiopia someday?
I don't hope. We're going.
Mm.
And near.
Uh-huh.
This is 1973, going near to 74, uh-huh. though, you know. And just say, before one of my word pass away, heaven and earth crash, dig.
Mm-hmm.
And him say I'm gone for prepare a place that where he is, I and I shall be there also.
Bob, listen, every day nowadays you read about famine in Ethiopia. What you say to that now? Right.
Great.
Everybody been asking
great.
About that.
I say great. If you don't know God, you're going to suffer and dead. No God, no partial, regardless where you're upon earth. If you're there in Ethiopia, in him palace, and you don't know, say him is the Almighty, you suffer. Regardless where you're there, God no partial eye. No, I could have starve and suffer too, but I know Jah.
For hunger and starvation.
Now, it's Bob Marley and the Wailers. You write such a lot of material for the group. You have such a lot to do with it. Are you committed to the group?
Well, yes. The group is the Wailers. Well, for some reason, them say Bob Marley and the Wailers. I never tell no one to say that. From no time at all. But maybe for some reason, them do it, you know. Well, I man is the Wailers, you know. And you just say it rest. Right now, and I will play some music, you know, and just go and play some music until then. Until what happened, it just happened, because I don't plan, like, you know, because when man plans, I wipe out.
All right, but what about songwriting? You write such a lot of music. Different people write music in different ways. Some sit down and write the words and then put the music to it. Some write the music, then drop in the words after. Do you have a process? And exactly what is it, if you have one?
Well, it grew together, you know. It's like, first time I try to write a song was the first time I try to play the guitar. And so, I can't write a song without the guitar. But it really grew together. I mean, really just not like steered my guitar, you know. But it just happened. It's just inspiration come true, man, you know. And
yeah.
It just. Because I personally could have write a. It could look like I could have write a woolly tune, it look like, you know. But I pick special tune for write.
Yeah.
Because
a
man can think of plenty of things, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Wanna know, get to face. Reality, though I try to find the
listen, you know, I know you had a close association with Johnny Nash, who has done quite a lot of their tunes. And we hear people talking and say, boy, I wonder if Johnny Nash ever treats our Jamaican man right. What exactly is the situation? We're quite free on this program.
Well, them give me some money the other day, you know, and well, I'm gonna sign an agreement with them, and I'm really gonna check it out, like,
yeah.
You know, cause, you know, it's like, we don't want to say nothing bad about them, and still, right. Me don't have nothing much good for say.
Right.
But what do you think about Americans taking the reggae and doing it and making big money out of it, like Johnny Nash has done and Paul Simon and a couple other people? What do you think about that?
Well, them do something which you, these people out here, I try to kill way off. We couldn't do, right?
Uh-huh.
Because them people out here too wicked.
Yeah.
No, never, them things make me vex, like, you know.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I can understand, yeah.
Because watch, look how much good artists in Jamaica. You know what I mean? And look what it take for a guy just say, because them is guys. Say, all right, make go get some good recording done and do a thing with it. Mm-hmm. Just a hustle of people when you come to 15 June in 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know? And so a guy spend $15,000 to make a album. And when the album come, it sell a million.
Yeah, yeah.
So him don't lose because he really stay there. He don't guess nothing. Him stay there and do him that do.
Yeah. So you mean that the people here wouldn't spend the money on us?
Them never want to do
I
that.
I see, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Them wait till when time Johnny Nash and them guys go on with that thing and certain guys, them say, well, if a guys are coming now and them hardly even want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we have the one studio and all of that where we are going to try to get right now, one studio.
All right, but...
Because we want it, Jamaica, we have it.
You want a studio?
Yeah, that's because we want to make music. You have too much man out there. We have got through too much other things just to classes,
yeah.
You know?
Classes, middle class, and
yes, because I'm realize class,
yeah.
Them really divide in classes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and it's true. Them try for dividing classes where we don't agree with.
Yeah.
Guys, wickedness, you can't divide the people. You can't divide the people. And some of them are 4 foot.
Yeah. True. Listen, Bob, we run out of time, but I'd just like to ask you if you have any sort of hope in the country, Jamaica, right now. You're a guy who's getting on all right in your field, you know, in singing.
Hope in the country?
Yeah.
Well, yes, Jamaica is a nice, great place. You know? Really love Jamaica, you know, because we have plenty of stone land in Jamaica and plenty of hills. But I think really need a direction. Not a big old signing up this and signing up that, but a direction in your own country where one to the earth. I mean, we have to till the soil and plant back the seeds in the soil, you know, and you know, call for slavery for do that.
Well, at least.
You just call for understand.
Right, and you have made that start because you said you are a farmer.
I'm not a farmer, yes, if I'm creation.
Okay, Bob Marley, it's been a great pleasure talking with you.
Said I tried to find the answer to all the questions they asked, but I know it's impossible to go living through my past. Can't keep us down. There's a natural mystic flowing through the air. I won't tell no lie. Cause if you listen carefully now, you will hear. Yes, there's a natural mystic blowing through. And so, the Rastaman vibration.